Appreciate everybody coming out. It's a really good turnout and a beautiful day, so we appreciate you being here. So, as you can imagine, the elders had a lot of decisions to make this week, and Kevin, Dwayne, and Sandy had a tough decision about whether or not to assemble and trying to weigh the pros and cons. And after that decision was made, we started thinking about the Lord's Supper, the communion service, and how that's kind of tricky because what we normally do is everybody puts their hand into a tray that many other people have just touched, and then you immediately go to your mouth. It's just the opposite of what, you know, the health advisors are telling us we ought to be doing right now. And so what we have over on the table are these self-contained communion cups. Everybody needs to get one of those if you haven't already. And on the top, there's a wafer underneath. You can peel it off again, and you have the juice. It might seem a little different from what we've normally done, but I guess you can understand why we're doing it that way. They have not been touched since by human hands since they were packaged in China 2 weeks ago. So there you go. No. Well, we're doing our best to ensure the health of everyone, avoid the spread of germs, avoid exposure. That's what we're hearing about, you know, so much. And as I thought about that, I was just thinking about a scripture in Philippians chapter 2. If you have your Bible, please turn there. Philippians chapter 2, avoiding exposure. A lot of you probably heard of a man. His name is Damien DeVester. He was a Roman Catholic priest in Hawaii in the 1800s. Europeans, explorers, had come to Hawaii and they brought diseases like smallpox and leprosy. And these were out of control, and many people died from it. And so, in order to try to avoid further exposure, they founded leper colonies in very isolated places in Hawaii. There was a couple of cities. And if someone developed symptoms, they were sent there immediately, taken away from their family immediately for the rest of their life. Damien DeVester was a Catholic priest who volunteered to go and live in one of these villages. He volunteered to be exposed to it. He knew once he made that decision, he could never come back. And he worked there for 11 years, and he became exposed himself, and he died 4 years later. You know, why would someone voluntarily, you know, we're thinking about how can we avoid exposure? Everything you can do to avoid. Why would someone voluntarily put themselves into that situation? Well, another example of that is what Jesus did for us all. Let's read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross." Earth was plagued by a universal terminal spiritual disease, and he voluntarily exposed himself to it. He voluntarily left heaven above and all the rights that were his as God and became a servant. And then he submitted to the most painful and shameful death a human being could experience, like it says there, even the death on the cross. So Philippians passage I just read, verse 5, it begins by saying, "Let this mind be in you." And so we're to be like that. And that's exactly what Damien DeVester, I mentioned a moment ago, did. He was being like Christ because he wanted to help those people. If he didn't go, you know, who would? His main mission in being there was to share his faith, but more than that, you know, to support them, to support their families, to be a family for them, and to comfort them in the time that they had on earth. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." We should similarly value the souls and the lives of people around us and be willing to sacrifice our lives in much smaller ways, of course, usually, but our time and our attention and physical resources to help other people. But really what this time is about this morning is the greatest example of all, Jesus. And I hope we're thinking about the great sacrifice that he made. He exposed himself to sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "He who knew no sin became sin for us." That's like if we have known no exposure to whatever the virus might be. Would we willingly involve ourselves in that and get close to it? Well, speaking of sin, that's what Jesus did. He knew no sin, but he became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. He did that so that we could be saved from our sins. Let's think about these things as we partake of the Lord's Supper this morning. I'm going to pray for the bread, and then we will all partake of the bread together. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you as we prepare to observe the communion this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and worship and to think about spiritual things and to think about your great love for us. And we ask you to help us now to go back to Calvary and have appreciation for the great sacrifice that was made as Jesus came into this world voluntarily, lived a sinless life, and then bore all the sins of mankind in his death on the cross. We thank you, Father, for everyone who's here today.